Blog Talk Radio.
Lion Show is on and popping tonight. We have DJ Gilly Digweed and Aminata Dismukes right here, right now on LION, and you all can participate in, join in on the fun and enjoy them as well as their music. And let's celebrate their EP. Their great indie music all-star collaboration. I'm proud to have them on the show, and I'm proud to have you all from all around the world. So let's kick it, man. Let's get it on, and let's get it in. Because Like It or Not with Michael Lane is right here, and it starts right now.
Like it or not. Like it or not.
Welcome to my world, everyone. This is Like It or Not with Michael Lane, and Michael Lane is who I be. You know what? I'm not going to give a love shout yet. I'm not going to do that. As a matter of fact, I'm going to give a musical shout, and we're going to go into this music before we bring in our two wonderful, very gifted and talented special guests. I think you all know who they are. What we're here for. And here's a musical shout, if you will. Here's DJ Gilly Digweed and Aminata.
The worldwide famous DJ Gilly.
When I see you, I can't hide it. All these feelings deep inside me. Heart starts beating a little faster. Don't know what I'm chasing after. Can you feel my heartbeat, baby? When you touch me, I come alive. Can you feel my heartbeat, baby? When you look into my eyes, can you feel my heartbeat, baby? Touch me, I come alive. Can you feel my heartbeat, baby? When you look into my eyes. I can see you moving towards me. Suddenly my knees get weak. And when you lead me to the dance floor, it's as if I just can't speak. When your hands are on my body, honey, I can feel the heat. Now we're dancing, dancing closer. I can feel the chemistry. Damn, this club is really crowded. Still, you're the only one I see. Yeah, it really drives me crazy. Every time you smile at me, am I the only one who's feeling this way? Then you pull me closer to you, whisper in my ear, I hear you say, can you feel my heartbeat, baby? When you touch me, I come alive. Can you feel my heartbeat, baby? When you look into my eyes, can you feel my heartbeat, baby? When you touch me, I come alive. Can you feel my heartbeat, baby? When you look into my eyes, can you feel my heartbeat, baby? When you touch me, I come alive. Can you feel my heartbeat, baby? come alive. Can you feel my heartbeat, baby, when you look into my eyes?
Boy. DJ Gilly Digweed, Emmy Nada, you know how we do it. That was Heartbeat. Y'all know what time it is. Thank you all for joining me from all around the world to another edition of Lion, L-I-O-N, Like It or Not with Michael Lane. I am your host right here, Blog Talk Radio, Michael Lane, right here in the building. If you have any questions, comments, love shouts, whatever, if you just want to show some love to Gilly D, as well as a Dismukes, hey, holler at me, man. Holler at them. Give us a call, area code 347-826-9357. Once again, area code 347-826-9357. And it is my pleasure to introduce to you all and bring back DJ Gilly Digweed and sing hello for the very first time, Emmy Nada. How are you all doing?
What's up, Mike? I'm good.
Doing good. How are you doing?
No doubt, man. It's so good. First off, I'm so glad to have you back on the show, Gilly D.
Thanks. I'm glad to be here, too.
And the lovely Emmy Nada, how are you?
I'm doing good, doing good. Thanks for having me on the show. I appreciate it. Appreciate the love.
Wonderful, wonderful. And congratulations on your EP, and it's blazing, it's hot. You know, I just spun that big hit, Heartbeat, is going down all around the world. Check this out. I want to ask you all, both of you all, how did you two?
Well, I contacted her on Facebook.
Yeah, he actually did. He reached out to me via Facebook. I guess he had heard some of my music on SoundCloud, and then we did a couple of tracks together, and the rest is history.
I mean, the chemistry was so dynamic because you all first hooked up with a song or two, and then how did the EP come about?
Well,
we started
doing
a few songs together, and then went on from there. And then I told her to
actually.
Okay, what was that?
I started asking her if she wanted to do a EP, and she was up for it, so we did that.
That's what's up.
The chemistry between you two musically has been just absolutely just through the stratosphere. It's really been hitting my fans out there. One more thing before I get to another question. We had a call. Now, you all can call back, okay? If there's a misconnection, you guys can call back and show your love to DJ Gilly Digweed as well as Emmy Nada. Okay, now I'm going to get to DJ Gilly Digweed in just a moment. I want to focus real quick on Emmy Nada. Emmy Nada, can you please break down your humble beginnings? Like, you know, how did you know at what point or how long have you been singing, and what got you into singing?
Well, I've been singing since I was about 7. And then I actually moved out here to California from Tennessee about 3 years ago, and I started really seriously working on my music when I turned about 24. So I've only been doing this about 2 years and really working on it, and now I'm just getting to work on an EP project independently for myself so I can kind of get my music out there and sort of build my fan base. So I really love making music, and I've always wanted to sing. And so it's nice to actually be able to work with somebody like Gilly and kind of get my name out there and, you know, kind of push my boundaries when it comes to music. Because I never did techno. I do R&B music. So doing techno-based music with DJ Gilly has really helped me push my boundaries and kind of open up doors for me when it comes to music. So it's been a really great experience.
Yes, that's exactly what I was going to pretty much ask you, because the blending of the great sounds of DJ Gilly Digweed with the techno, the power. And then with your R&B, it kind of makes that balance and it just attract because it reached so many of my listeners when they said, oh, my gosh, who is that? And how did that happen, that blending between the two? Aminata, who are your main influence? Because you can sing your tail off. Just let me get that. You can really sing.
Thank
you can sing
you.
To me all day. But who are your influences coming up?
Well, just a couple of them. I'm inspired by really old school soul music, so I have to say one of my older influences would definitely be like Aretha Franklin and Billie Holiday and Bessie Smith, Etta James, and then some of my newer influences are more like Drake and Aaliyah or Sade or Anita Baker. They were kind of more of my mom's generation, early 90s. But just really the early 90s and late 80s, just kind of all of that R&B music really influenced me as an artist because the sounds were so different than what we hear today,
yeah.
And it was mainly just using the instruments they had instead of doing a whole bunch of the techno and digital stuff. I liked that it was more live sounding, and the music sounded more live, I feel like, back then. So that influenced me a lot.
That is a perfect marriage, and yes, great job. And let me skip off to DJ Gilly Digweed real quick. Welcome back, my brother and my bro.
Yeah.
You've been, I'm talking about, absolutely one busy young man. Can you tell us the many projects or something that, you know, tell us about the EP as well as some other projects you've been working on?
Well, we got the EP out, and I'm also working on an album that's coming out in 2 weeks, May 5th. It's the same day as my birthday, so it's going to be exciting getting that out.
All right.
And then I'm working on another album that's almost finished, like 3 songs left to get done, yes.
Oh, wow. And who have you been working with lately?
I worked with Britt J, of course. That song's been... like, you guys have been playing it a lot. Thank you for that. And then...
oh, yes, blazing up the charts.
I worked with Sophia Moho, this new singer. Yeah. I sent you the song already. You played it one time. And then,
yeah.
Yeah, I've just been, like, sending out a lot of, like, beats to artists. Like, been, like, networking and stuff, yeah.
Oh, awesome. Now, DJ Gilly D, you've become a staple on this show as well as Smack Tongue Radio, and a lot of people say, I like that, but they say, Gilly Digweed, who is he? And you become a real staple, especially overseas, which is a major techno. What got you into techno? How long you've been working into the techno and electronic dance music?
Well, when I was in like 10th grade, I fell in love with the genre. Like,
mm-hmm.
I used to listen to like a lot of hip hop and stuff before, and I fell in
mm-hmm.
love with EDM. So, like, because I hung out with people that listened to it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that. Like grew on me, and I decided to make techno music.
Absolutely wonderful. I'm glad you did. We're talking to DJ Gilly Digweed, DJ Gilly D, Aminata, right here, Like It or Not with Michael Lane, Smack Tongue, or Black Blog Talk Radio, and we're also on Smack Tongue Radio tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, we will be playing not only a brand new one from DJ Gilly Digweed, but we'll be playing an entire musical set from this young artist, as well as bringing in, of course, the lovely Aminata. You all do not want to miss that on Smack Tongue Radio. Okay, now, what is the best part? Now, I'm talking to you, Aminata. What is the best part of working with DJ Dilly Digweed? What is that connection that you feel that you have musically with this guy? Because you guys, I mean, you all work like peanut butter and jelly. I mean, just perfect.
Well, I wouldn't say that I prefer one thing over anything else working with him. It's really just been getting my music out there and getting to work with somebody that's really experienced. He has so much insight and has been able to give me so much advice. And then it's just been really nice to push me as an artist. I mean, when you work with a really great producer, you want to be a better artist and you want to be a better singer. So it's definitely made me step out and kind of push myself to be a better singer and work on my vocals and work on my songwriting. Because every time we do a collab, I'm writing new songs and he's working on new material. So it's really, I think it helps both of us really to grow. So I just enjoy working with him on a general basis. And then getting to meet him recently was really great because then I got to finally see who I'm working with. And he's just a wonderful gentleman to work with.
Absolutely, absolutely. And Billy D, how do you point out that just find that right voice, because you're always so on point in finding that right voice. Has there ever been a time where no names needed, but have there ever been a time where you saw a voice, you heard a voice, and it was just absolutely not right?
No, I don't think there has been. Really. Yeah, I don't think there has, because like, I like look for the best artist online, like the artist I like the most. I like, well, first I ask them to send me a link to their SoundCloud or their YouTube, so I could like listen to their music, what they have, and then if I like it, I like get them on the song.
Oh,
and most
so you,
of them
you, oh,
have
just a...
been really good. Yeah.
Oh, so you are very good in seeking out that talent and blending it. That's very, very hot. We're talking to DJ Dilly Digweed. Now, again, the caller, your caller, I know you were not from this country, judging from the area code. So if you want to call back, you can. And anybody that has not called yet and thinking about it, you can call and show your love right now. Call area code 347-826-9357. Area code 347-826-9357. We'll only have a few minutes to keep the phone lines open, okay, guys? So you all can call back, please. And now I want to talk about the future. The future. Now, we already talked about the future with DJ Dilly Digweed. You got a birthday album coming out, and it's just going down. You know you've got a brother support for life. Same for you, Aminata. And what about the future for you? What are we talking about in the coming months or in the coming weeks from you?
Well, mainly I'm just kind of working on getting the material together for my EP, so that's going to probably drop around my birthday in September. But until then, I'm just mainly going to go to some events in L.A., probably do some studio time with some new producers, and just kind of work on getting my sound quality out there and kind of honing my sound. I think everybody has to work on that period when they're trying to get their sound and make it unique, and that's basically what I'm taking the time to do. So over the next couple months, I'll just be working on some songs, and then hopefully by the early fall, I'll have some new stuff to release for you guys, and hopefully we'll be able to play it on your radio show, Michael.
Oh, that's an automatic. That is automatic. You got it, no doubt. Now, if you can hit us up, maybe with a preview, how about if you could, what to expect? Will it be a little bit on the techno side, more on the techno side, or more on the R&B, or a blending of both?
I think it's going to be more of a blending. I think it's going to be more of a variety. I've done enough R&B to know that it's a great genre to start out with, but it's also a wonderful foundation because you can really branch out and do a lot of more sounds. So I think it's going to be more neo-soul, a little bit of techno, because I'm sure I'm going to get Gilly on there for a couple of tracks, and still some of the R&B and soul that I'm just so used to doing and comfortable with. So it'll be a mixture.
Oh, cool. That's what's up. That's what's up. I'm loving it, and you know you got me. I got you, and you got me, and you will definitely be spending
nice to hear,
right
nice
here
to hear.
As
very
well as on
that.
Smack Time. No doubt about it. Now I want to ask, first I want to go to DJ Gilly Digweed, and then I'll go to you, Aminata. But first, DJ, I want you to talk to me a little bit, because recently you two met for the first time. So I wanted you to, you know, kind of talk about that experience, and then Aminata can talk about that.
Yeah, that was really cool. Like, we went to the Nickelodeon Awards, and she's really nice. She's a really cool person. She, like, stayed over at my house because she didn't have anywhere to stay, so she stayed over at my house for the night, and then, she stayed over for dinner, and, we had a really good time. We had fun, yeah.
Beautiful. That's what's up. Okay, and how about you? How was the experience for you?
Oh yeah, it was great. Like you said, it was my first trip to LA. First off, to actually go and visit, so I didn't really know the area, and I met his family because that's where we ended up meeting up to go to the Kids Choice Awards. I went to his house, and so his family was nice enough to let me stay the night. So I got to have dinner with his family and have a nice place to crash. I did a little couch surfing, but it was just really a great experience to meet his family was one thing, and to see how supportive they are of what he's doing. And then to just actually meet the person I've done all this music with, it was really humbling experience, and it was nice to know that I'm actually friends, you know, and I've met the person I'm working with as opposed to, you know, not knowing when I'll ever meet them. So it was a great chance to meet up, and I hope it's the first trip of many.
Yes, absolutely. And isn't that crazy? The music that you guys have put out and the reaction that it's been getting, and the complete and beautiful chemistry that you all have together musically. And you never met during those times.
Definitely.
Right. Yeah, it was pretty crazy, but it also made it that much more interesting because then when we finally did meet, we didn't know what to expect. So to go to that event and get to meet his mom, his dad, his sister, and then to see that they support the music that we're doing together just made it that much more awesome. So it was a really great experience. Really glad I got to meet him.
Yeah, and it's cool because, like, my sister was singing one of her songs, and that made her really excited, really happy. She was singing one of her songs.
Oh, yes. This was up, guys. I love it. I'm loving it. DJ Gilly Digweed, Aminata, Like It or Not with Michael Lane, Blog Talk Radio. You know how we do it. And this is your last chance, guys. Your last time. Okay, area code 347. 826-9357. I'm going to read an email on the other side. But right now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to spin a very popular song on this station. A very popular song on the show, on the station, went all the way to number 2 on the top 20 most requested countdown. So, hey, you all hang tight, and on the other side, we'll talk some more as we listen to All I See.
My favorite song, you're the one.
It or Not with Michael Lane, Blog Talk Radio, Smack Tongue Radio. You know how we do it. That's how we do it. That was All I See, DJ Gilly Digweed, Aminata, right here. That's how we do it. We have them right here. And I am going to quickly read an email. And this is for both of them to respond. This is from Andrea. And Andrea comes from Cleveland, Ohio. And Andrea writes, All I See is my favorite song. I love it. Can't stop listening to it. Can you please ask them, how did that song come about and how long did this classic, what did it say? I don't know the last word, but they said, "Oh, how long did you make it? Did you make the song? How long did it take for the process to get done?"
Well, I don't know how exactly how long it took Gilly to make the track, but it took me about 10, 15 minutes to write a song to it.
Well, I had the track already for a long time. Yeah, I had the track for a long time, and I just sent it to her.
Yeah, and for me, it doesn't take long to write a song. It usually takes about maybe 15, 20 minutes, depending on how difficult the track is that somebody sent me or how complex it is. But it doesn't take me long to write, and it just came really easily. It was such a really pretty track, and all I could think of was somebody being on a dance floor and being with somebody they really liked. So that was the kind of vibe I got from it, and that's kind of how the lyrics came about.
Now, I remember
when I was
playing the song.
When I was making that, I was like, I was dancing every time. I was like putting my hands up in the air and everything while I was making it.
It is a very catchy track. I will definitely say that.
Yeah. You know, I remember when I first played it, and Gilly decided to hit me up. And he said, hey, what was the, how did it go? You know, what was the reaction? And I couldn't even really tell him because it started pouring in and people was like, who is that? I mean, it just started pouring in like, hey, request that. How do you guys feel that song was number two? It peaked all the way, it almost hit number one on the top 20 most requested. I mean, it received thousands and thousands of votes.
Oh, it feels great to me. It was just wonderful.
That's amazing to get that reaction from people. Get like that far into the countdown, that's crazy.
For sure, it's a great feeling, especially when you know that it's something that you did with somebody else, a project you did with somebody. And you can always feel super happy and just super blessed that it got that kind of reaction, like they said, that response.
Absolutely. That was just, I mean, it took off. I had to really try to continue to do my show. I remember when I was right in the middle of doing my show, and everything was just coming in and pouring in. I'm like, I have to finish the show, and my staff people come. I'm like, you got to play the song again. I mean, these people are saying, you got to play this again. It was a really crazy night, and I knew it. I knew right off the bat. I said, this it's a smash, and I had to have both of you all on the show. Now, it's just an honor for me to have both of you, wonderful, wonderful artists. I want you guys to close out by telling everybody who may be listening to the show for the very first time how they can follow you and how they can support you. DJ Gilly Digweed?
They could follow me on Twitter at DJ Gilly D, and Instagram DJ Gilly D, also on SoundCloud DJ Gilly D, and on Facebook DJ Gilly Digweed.
All right,
and
Aminata,
and they can follow me on Twitter on at Aminata Dismukes, and they can follow me on Instagram at Aminata247. They can follow me on SoundCloud. If they look me up, it's under Aminata247 as well. And you guys can follow my Facebook page. I have a music page under Aminata, and then I have a just a regular page under Aminata Kone. So, yeah, I just love the follows and the feedback, and I appreciate everybody for listening to our music. And it's been a pleasure to be on your show. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
Yes, thank you for having us, for sure.
Oh, no problem, and don't fret, because we will definitely have you on again and again and again. So hopefully you all can get used to being on this show.
Wonderful. I look forward to it.
Yes, same here. I look forward to it too.
Can I have a quick request before we get out of here? Aminata, can you bless me with a little verse or two?
just a little snippet of me singing something.
A little song.
Okay. I heard church bells ring. I heard a choir singing. I saw my love walk down the aisle on his finger. She plays the ring. Oh, I saw them holding hands. She was standing there with my man. I heard them promise till death do us part. Each word was a pain in my heart.
My, oh my, oh my.
Yeah, that was amazing. Ooh, for sure.
I love you so much, James.
That's
I just got my birthday present.
Thanks again for having me on the show, Michael. I appreciate it. Thanks again, Gilly, for everything. Because I have to say, big shout out to Gilly D. Because if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have been able to do this EP project. I wouldn't have been able to do this music with him.
My
so
pleasure.
I gotta give him props, because it was him that gave me the platform. So.
My pleasure, for sure.
Absolutely, and I thank you guys, and you know you are IIA. I got your backs. You have my support for life, and that's a promise.
For sure, for sure. Thanks for having
us
on the show.
Thanks for having us. Yes, our
No doubt, brother. No doubt, sister. The great, the wonderful DJ Gilly Digweed, and oh, the beautiful and lovely Aminata. Does it get any better than that? No. So, hey, guys, keep your support coming for these two great artists. I love them, and I wish nothing but the best for them. And, hey, look, they're coming. They're coming at you. They have more hits coming in the future. So, you know, you all be on the lookout. And we will definitely have, don't forget, tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific time, we will have that spotlight. We will have a complete set of DJ Gilly Digweed. Also, we will have Aminata right up in there, and we'll play a complete set, including a brand new joint, all right, as well as other brand new music. So that's tomorrow night on SmackTongue.com. Once again, thanks, DJ Gilly Digweed, Aminata, and I will close this show by giving a special heavenly love shout. Chicago Bears Doug Buffon was found dead at his home today. He was one of my heroes in sports. He was a very nice guy. He was one of the greatest storytellers in sports history. He died at the age of 70, and with heavy hearts, like it or not with Michael Lane, would like to send his condolences to Doug Buffon, his family, his beautiful family. Doug Buffon of the Chicago Bears has died at the age of 70. hate to end that on an emotional note, but Doug, we'll miss you. And we'll always love you, brother. And until next time, this is your boy Michael Lane saying peace, love, and keep doing. God bless you all. DJ Gilly Dickweed, Aminata, love y'all. God bless you all.
Like it or not. Like it or not. Like it.